full mind is simply anything else.
If God allows, I like to discuss those who are filled with Holy Spirit next week.
我们今天的信息所根据的经文还是在读到。
The basis for today, this morning's Bible scripture reading is on the book of Jude.
中文的圣经是354页。
It's on page 354 of the Chinese Bible.
犹大书只有一章，所以我们就是不论章了，从十七节要读到二十三节。Scripture
reading is from verse 17 to verse 23.
犹大是我们上次讲，这犹大不是卖主的犹大，卖主犹大没有留下什么复活。Again,
this Jew is not the Judah who betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个犹大是约瑟和玛利亚的儿子。This
is the son of Mary and the brother of Jesus.
这是耶稣的弟兄。那么这个犹大书啊，看十七节啊，是亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的话。
Verse 17, but you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十八节，他们曾对你们说过。
And they said to you, in the last time they will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. Verse 19, it is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit.
这几节的上一节主日我们讲，就是讲到没有圣灵人的特点是什么。Again,
these three verses, verses were regarding to those the scripture that we have actually regarding those people who are without Holy Spirit.
我们今天看二十节到二十三节讲，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却，这个却的告诉你说，跟上面不一样，上面是这样，你们不一样，为什么？因为你们有圣灵，你们却要。
Verse 20, but you. Notice the word but. In here, but indicates the reverse of the tone from the three verses that we have previously. But you, beloved brothers, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，到。
Verse 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
22节，有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他。
Verse 22. And convince them, those who doubt.
23节，有些人你们要从火中抢出来，火中抢出来搭救他们。有些人你们要存惧怕的心，怜悯他们。
Verse 23. Save them by snatching them out of the fire, as if you were snatching the wood out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, fearing even the garments spotted by the flesh.
那么这几节就是关乎我们今天的信息，讲到确实有圣灵的人是怎么样。
Again, these verses deal with the characteristics of those people who are Holy Spirit.
There
are four major items which we'd like to discuss this morning. The first one is the establishment and the build-up of the true spirit. First one is to build up by faith.
第二就是说，在圣灵里祷告，就祷告就透过圣灵，在圣灵里面的祷告。
The second one deals with the prayer in Holy Spirit.
第三是在神的爱中蒙保守。
The third one is how to keep yourself within love of God.
第四是永生的仰望。
The fourth one is looking forward to the eternal life.
仰望着抬头看一直看什么定睛在永生身上永远的生命这是我们最宝贝得到的得救以后得到的永远的生命这是我们一生需要仰望
As we know, eternal life is our most precious gift of being a Christian and we look forward to that
一个真正得着圣灵到他里面来的人他至少有这四方面的表现
The minimum requirements are those that we just discussed the four characteristics for those who have Holy Spirit
一个叫做真道的造就非常重要
Again, the first one is to build up based on faith
这个真道马丁路德曾经有解释过这个话马丁路德
Martin Luther has once defined faith as such
他说酒啊喝的酒是很强的酒很强
He said wine generally is very strong
有人酗酒的人呢非喝不可酒是很强的吸引力很强酒是强的
As you know the attraction for drinking is very strong even for those who decide to abandon it
国王酒更强国王
Even if for a king is even stronger
国王可以生杀予夺可以叫你生叫你死专制时代的国王啊而很强比酒更强
Dictatorial kings are generally have more power because they can decide your life and death
但是女人就更强
Women are even stronger
因为有人不爱江山爱美
Because there are people who do not like power or possessions, and yet they like women. Sisters, forgive me for saying what I said. This is what I got from Martin Luther. The fourth one is the truth, the faith is even stronger. Because faith represents a word from God, and it's stronger than women, kings,or the wine. Again, let's look at the wine. Wine is very strong.
在台湾有一个弟兄啊，他说的弟兄叫赵九生，他就喜欢喝酒，喝到后来肝发炎了，病得很厉害，我就看他。
There's this brother who claims he's a brother, but he drinks a lot.
我就问他说，我说你不要喝了吧？喝酒喝的就一天要喝洋酒一大杯一大杯就灌下来。我说你不能喝了，肝已经肝出毛病了。
He's been drinking strong liquor for some time, subsequently came up with an illness.
他说我知道你要劝我啊，我知道喝酒啊，如果喝冷的酒啊，就伤肝，热酒呢就伤肺，但是不喝酒呢就伤心。
He said, if I drink hot liquor, it would do certain harm to one organ, and if I drink warm liquor, it's going to do certain harm to another organ. So if I don't drink, it's going to hurt me in general.
他说是心理都不重要说宁可伤了肝伤了肺不能伤心就非要喝喝到后来喝死掉
and since it's gonna hurt me I might as well drink and he drank to his death
是吧女人的重要啊国王的重要不必说了但最要紧真理最大因为真理是神离不住活不倒没有人能够胜过真理
let's not talk about the power of kings or women but the power of faith is the stronger of all
我们一个有圣灵在里面的人每天要面对圣经这是真理这就是真理的文字化文字把它化成
Those who are in belief would have to say Bible would have to study Bible every day and that's the word that's the truth
但是我们每天面对这本圣经的时候要记住这个原则
A few principles are the ones that we need to follow whenever we face the Bible every day
第一就是让全部的圣经向你说话
First of all, you want to let Bible talk to you, all of them.
对，全部的圣经向你，不是一部分，不是一章一节，全部的圣经向你说话。
It's not just a portion, but all of them.
意思就是说，不能够断章取义。
What it means is that you cannot derive certain meanings just from certain portions of it.
Devil, devil 是断章取义，就是拿一点出来忘记那个了。Devil 不是，不能够断章取义，因为一半的真理。就是真理的敌人。
Gable is the person who tried to derive portional meaning, and as you know, if you try to derive from just certain segments, it's not going to work.
一半的真理是整个真理的敌人。你只听懂一半，你忘记那一半，结果这一半并不是真理，是假的真理。
If you just try to hold on to certain parts, usually it works against the actual principle.
比方说，有人说旧约时代很多人多妻制度。大卫王也很多太太，亚伯拉罕也很多太太，很多妻子。那么到今天，我是不是可以学习大卫，学习亚伯拉罕，多妻子？不够，很多妻子，太太。
As we all probably know, in the Old Testament time, polygamy was a common practice. But does that mean we can do that today based on the Old Testament?
不要以为这是笑话。在台南，我在台南讲到，就有一个教会的长老在问我这个问题，因为他住在这两个台南。
An elder in Taiwan, which is a city in Taiwan, asked me one time, that is it okay to have multiple wives?
他说古代圣徒都如此，我们今天这些普通信徒啊，这教法正徒啊，他有两个太太，我有什么信徒？他拿这个做证据。
His reason was that even the old times, the apostles had a few wives, so why can't I follow the same?
今天新约时代之后，要晓得神告诉我们说，一夫一妻的基督。
Let us know that we are living in a New Testament time, that is one husband for one wife.
其实在创世纪里面，上帝造亚当的时候没有造两个夏娃，是造一个夏娃。
As we know, even in the Old Testament time, in the book of Genesis, there was only one Eve for one Adam.
在马拉基书里面讲的，神有灵的余力，神有力量，就造很多个夏娃，他就造一个。你教人说人要有真正要一夫一妻，才是神的旨意。
In the book of Malachi, as we know that God has the power to create many wives, yet He only creates one for one husband.
所以今我们读经要让全部的圣经向我们说话，不是一部分、少部分、反面。整个菜，这才不会错。
First important lesson again is that we should let the whole Bible in its entirety talk to us.
第二，让圣经自己向我们说话。
Second, let the Bible talk to us.
不要加上你自己的意见。
Don't try to add your own interpretation.
不要加上你的感情。
Your emotion.
不要加上你的理性。
Your reason.
不要加上你的常识。
Or your everyday experience.
不要加上你的。
Your
书经是非常客观的接受神的道，不能有一点掺杂，把你个人都抓进去不对了，就不现实了。
Reading Bible should be from a third party point of view, should be very detached, so that you don't have to add your own emotions into it.
比方说，耶稣基督从死里复活的人。
Again, one of the examples is the rebirth of Jesus Christ.
因为这个死里复活，我这个常识中间没有，经验中没有，我理性也不能。接受，这就用人的意思来解释了。什么叫做精神复活？有人在什么叫做死里复活？他们叫做精神复活，叫做死里复活。这是人的意见加到神的话里。
And if we were trying to use our everyday experience or common knowledge or whatever to make this event logical, it's probably not going to be possible because it's not very commonly seen.
不错，复活是个很奇妙的事情，但请你记住，这是真理。圣经说耶稣从死里复活就是从死里复活，肉身复活不是精神复活，这是灵的复活，肉体的复活，这圣经这样讲，就这样信，不能加上人的解释，不能乱讲。
People try to explain this event as a spiritual rebirth, not as a flesh rebirth, but Bible says very clearly that it is a flesh rebirth.
有的时候我们常常会讲到童女玛利亚怎么生孩子，有些经派的信仰就说那个不是童女，那是妇女，把童女改成妇女了，就妇女就可以生孩子了，好像是私生子，先把这个当个私生子，这是人的意见加到神的话里面去，这是万万不可。
Another example of adding people's interpretation to the biblical meaning is that Virgin Mary, how could she give birth if she's a virgin? So people start calling her as a woman instead of being a virgin.
不要让人的意见代替神的。
Remember, let us not let human interpretation represent or replace the meanings in the Bible.
第三个，读经是很重要的，就真道可以建造我们，但是不要替别人读圣经，要替自己念，不要替别人念。
The third lesson that we should learn is that we Bible study for ourselves, but not for the other people.
你说这个读经怎么替别人读呢？真替别人念，还专替别人念。
And yet, if you think about it, there are brother or sister in Christ that really study for others.
丈夫所读到的圣经是说，妻子当顺服我，还不到这里。
Husband who reads the Bible, he would think that wife should be obedient to me.
而妻子所念到的圣经是丈夫你要爱我。
And when she reads the Bible, she will pay attention to a verse that husband should love me.
这个是别人读的。你是丈夫就读，丈夫我应当爱妻子，我就从这个。你不要替妻子说，哦，你要顺，就要顺服丈夫。丈夫老是抓住妻子应当做的这些，妻子应当抓住丈夫做的这些，就叫替别人读圣经，读了半天没读进去。
This is the case that you read Bible for the other because you try to hold the other in a position that they should obey you or love you.
我就看到有一个年轻的孩子在初中念书，他父亲骂他说：“他说，哎，你违背圣经了。圣经说，说父亲不要叫儿女生气，你叫我生气，你叫我失去自制，你违反圣经。”是，这是你说他爸爸。
I recently heard of a case that the kid tell his dad in a responsible position that he made him angry.
他忘记了，他说儿子要孝敬父母，他忘记了，要顺从父母，他忘记了，他不听这个，不看这个，他是看他父亲应该对他如何。
He has forgotten that he should obey his parents in the first place, and instead he's holding his parents responsible.
虽然不听得不到造就，得不到造就。
This way, you're not going to get the build up based on the faith.
还有一种什么需要谨记的？读经的时候，要把我读到圣经里面去，要把神从圣经里面读出来，把我读进去，把神读出来，这叫读经。
Another very important lesson we should learn is that we should put ourselves in a position in the Bible. So we read into the Bible and we should get meaning from our Lord and apply into our lives.
什么叫做把我读出来？
What does that mean to read the meaning from the Bible?
我相信每一章圣经里面都有我这个名字。
It is my belief that in every verse in the Bible that it's got you and I.
当然了，圣经找不到，不是远在哪里找不到。找不到，这有我的光景在里面，有我的情况在里面，有我的软弱在里面，有我的失败在里面。
Of course, the Bible is not going to have Reverend Cole's name in there. However, it's got everyone's weakness, our emotions, and our everyday circumstances in there.
我们从每一章里面都看见神的奇妙、神的恩典、神的祝福，没有神的管教，你要把它读出来。
And we can also read God's teaching, blessing, mercy.And in that we can apply in our lives.
大家都知道旧约有一卷书没有神，就是《历史列记》里面，凡一卷所有从头到尾没看见神这个字。
As we all know, in the Old Testament book of Esther, there's not such a word God in there.
但所有读《历史列记》都晓得，在每一章里面每一句里都看见神奇妙的作为，隐藏的神在透过人做明显的。
Even though the word of God does not appear, however, there's a lot of God's implication that is implied in many, many verses. So we should try to get to that level when we Bible study. Let us question ourselves when we Bible study.Get to the level that we should build our faith.
让我再重复说，让全部圣经对你说话。
Once again, let me reiterate. Let the whole Bible in its entirety speak to you when you Bible study.
让圣经本身自己向你说话。
Let the Bible talk to you.
然后告诉你说，你要替自己读圣经，不要替别人读。
Again, you study for yourself, not for others.
还要读经的时候，把我读进去，把神读出来。
Again.You want to reach yourself into the Bible and let the Lord flow out from the Bible.
两千年来多少属灵的人物，他们多多少少朝着这个方向来读经。我是把它归纳出来，成为我自己的帮助，也分享给弟兄姊妹，希望成为你们的帮助。
In 2000 years, a lot of brothers and sisters have done it the same way, and I have generally categorized in the same principle, and I'd like to share those four principles with you.
第二就是在圣灵里面的祷告。
Second one is to pray in Holy Spirit.
哇，这是非常重要的祷告。
This is very important.
我们许多人祷告不是在圣灵，在肉体祷告。
A lot of us pray in flesh, not in Holy Spirit.
我们常常在祷告有这个经验。我们祷告开始的时候，都是从头脑想的。我记得一些什么题目叫一条条讲，都是从头脑里面出来的话。
A lot of us pray out of what our mental image or what we have already thought about in our mind.
往往祷告了一段时间的慢慢的时候，那你这脑子里想的话没有，你再安静在主面前，突然间来个思想，来个意念叫你去祷告，那一定是出于圣灵。
If we always notice that after a while, after a certain prayer is done, that the prayer ran dry. But however, if you have Holy Spirit that you pray, and usually that's from God.
你没有想到，从来没想到你替那个人祷告，所以你的感动来了，又替那某某弟兄姊妹祷告，或者某一个朋友祷告。 从那距离里很远，一定要为什么圣灵感动你去祷告，那从来没想到没有预先准备的，那是你圣灵。
Holy Spirit will move you of things that you have never thought about, and if you kneel down and pray for someone who you never pay attention to, that's probably from God.
可见圣灵是随着自己的意思行作吧。
Holy Spirit and our God, if they would move you and you should follow them.
你不能预先安排定位好的吗？他突然间来一下，你是没有想到的。哦，那个意思很美妙，那个是出于圣灵的感动。
And you would know that's coming from Holy Spirit if you are totally unprepared, unanticipated.
所以圣灵祷告还有一个特点。
There's another characteristic if you pray in Holy Spirit.
我把这个八章里面讲的圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
In Rome chapter 8, that we know that Holy Spirit uses, He will pray for us, and we will follow along with that. Holy Spirit has a burden and pray for us.
那个说不出叹息就是种重担，就是重担。你的祷告是有个重担压你，好像你非祷告不行，你父母病了，而你去祷告，那个重担重不重？但别人的父母病了，你去祷告，那个担子就不那么重。这人同此心都是这样，你所亲爱的人出了事情，你去祷告，那个压力多大？那是出于圣灵，不是随便应付一下祷告祷告，他真是有种迫切、有迫切的这种责任感在里面，那是圣灵的带领。
Holy Spirit will give a burden to you, so you will pray, and that prayer is filled with responsibility. Such as when your family got into an accident, you will feel a need to do a prayer.
那么这个就是特别在那个圣灵祷告。
This is what we meant by prayer in Holy Spirit.
有人就在祷告中间说出方言来了。
And there are people who speak in tongues when they pray.
也有人没有方言的，觉得从来没想过的事他说出来了，很奇妙的话出来了。
Other people would start saying things that they would never thought of themselves.And yet it came out from your mouth.
那在灵里的圣灵里的感动祷告。
This is an example of prayer in Holy Spirit.
一个在圣灵里的祷告具备几个条件。
When you pray in Holy Spirit, there are a few characteristics that we can see.
祷告的心是圣灵预备。
First of all, your heart, your attitude is prepared by Holy Spirit.
祷告的话是圣灵感动。
Your word, what you say, is moved by Holy Spirit.
祷告的力量是圣灵给你的。
Your strength is furnished by Holy Spirit.
而祷告的事情是圣灵启示。
And your prayer item is created or motivated by Holy Spirit.
这个叫做圣灵里的祷告。
This is the prayer in Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们天天祷告，我们基督徒当然不能没有祷告。请问你的祷告是这样的祷告？
Dear brothers and sisters, we pray every day.But it's our prayer following along the same guideline.
我这个传道人常常被人约请去祷告，到时候请我再祷告。
As you know, being a pastor, a preacher, I've been invited many, many times to pray.
我跟你说实在话，传道时候那个祷告是例行公事，好像职业性的祷告。你要我祷就祷告，缺少圣灵的感动。
Let me tell you this: as I've done many, many times, it seems like it's a very professional way to pray.It just lacks Holy Spirit.
有人要我祷告了，我一定要去跟。后来我学会工作了，哇，你给我感动，给我负担，让我为这位弟兄姊妹祷告，就像给我自己祷告一样，为我自己祷告一样，那么迫切，那么真实，这样的祷告神才会听啊。
I ask Lord whenever a brother or sister asks me to pray for them, that I ask the Lord to give me strength and give me the motivation, so I pray for them as if I'm praying for one of my relatives.For myself.
我还被上帝总责备过。
I even have been blamed or scoffed by Holy God.
刚刚礼拜天有时候在门口啊，我们在台湾人多嘛，就约拉手说啊，你们给我祷告啊，我说好好好好，要不要祷告什么？他说完就过了。我说好好也就过去了，什么也没做。
On Sunday on Taiwan, there are a lot of brothers and sisters. At the end of congregation, they will come to me and say, "Please pray for me," and I would say yes.Even though I never really know what the meaning or what I'm praying for them for.
让大家就能应酬一下啊！我他不要求你祷告，他不属灵；你不接受祷告，你也不属灵。好像两人都为了祷告，属灵在祷，一点没有意义。那不要祷告什么？也没有祷告。后来主说：“你这是虚假虚伪，你是做了大错事。”
And it almost become a socializing event. They will come to me and say, "Pray for me," just because they want to show they have the spirit living with them. And I would say, yes, I'll pray for you just to show that I have spirit within me, when in fact I don't really know what I'm praying for them for.
后来我就知道不敢这样做，在那得罪神了。要祷告我就把布拿着，什么事情告诉我写下来。您说这个，您说这个替我祷告啊？我一拿布子，他倒奇怪了，这么郑重起来了，他不必这么严肃吧？我要你告诉我什么时候写下来，然后祷告完还问问你有没有成就，告诉你这是真正是。真正要求祷告，就真正是被要求祷告去做的。
After I was touched by Holy Spirit, that I start taking notes for whenever a brother and sister asked me to pray for them, I would jot down the items that I'm praying for them, and I would follow up and ask them, "Has Holy Spirit or anything have happened to them since my prayer?"
今天在我们中间有一些新人弟兄姊妹，他就是派了个电视，派我的电视在我给我打电话，要我祷告。是什么事情呢？祷告，他个人家。工作生活的祷告，我就为他祷告了，希望他们来，今天他来了，也很感谢，实实在在要什么做什么，我给你答应就得做，答应了不做，心若寡信，这么一讲，你答应人家不做呢，在前几天就得罪
了。The brother and sister here today that they asked me to pray for them last Friday after watching a program, I did, and this is a lesson that I learned that if I promise them I'm going to pray for them.That I'm going to make sure I don't eat up my promise.
告诉你，真的神奇祷告。上个礼拜我讲到圣灵的时候，忽然想到卢俊凡弟兄，就是今天他在这，感谢赞美主。刚才看他，我真的心里有感觉。卢俊凡弟兄又来了，回到我们中间。那上个礼拜的讲到，忽然想到他了，这就感动今天来了。所以你看见神是很奇妙，常常把一个负担放在你里面，要你去求，哦，你求这个。
I want to give my personal praise to the Lord that last week I was touched and I was looking forward to Brother Liu who is present today that I was praying for him last week. Praise to the Lord that He often gives me the miraculous burden for brothers and I often find out that the joy when I do the prayers afterwards.
第三，一个有圣灵在里面人呢，不但有读经、有祷告，而且呢有爱，在爱中的保守。你被上帝保守在他的爱中，然后你会用他的爱去爱更多需要爱的人。
The third characteristic of a person who has Holy Spirit within them is a person who is kept in love by God.
这个有一位传道人讲的哈，这个一个被爱所保守的人呢，他自然就活出。真善美的生活。
A person who is kept in love is the person who lives in, is the one who will give up love to other people.
这个真善美三方面的定义，我个人经验讲，作为一个美呀，美就是心中有爱，心里面有爱就是最美。
To define love is the person who has love within himself.
在母亲节我写过一首诗歌。还是在头上听歌词的话有一首经典诗歌里面有一句话我是引用这个希伯来讲啊，是什么真的不讲过吧弱者你的名字还是什么不说的不说的他不然不翻了不说的不会翻弱者你的名字是女人啊。
In Mother's Day I wrote a poem and I said if you're weak and
他就是希伯来讲弱者，一个软弱的人，他的名叫什么？叫做女人。
Okay, if you're weak, your name is woman.
但是我反对，我说，假如我套用这个话来讲，你也会觉得，是美丽，美丽。你的名字什么？是母亲。因为阿门吧。美丽，你的名字是母亲。世界上没有比母亲更美丽，是不是
？And I'm against that. I don't think that the weakest is woman.Instead, I think the beauty is the mother.
对，美丽，你的名字是母亲。全世界就美母亲，除了耶稣之外，就母亲被称为美丽，因为她的爱。所以爱，就是我们所谓美啊，美的意思就是心中有爱。
Again, besides God, only our mothers are the ones that is truly beauty.
因为母亲多老了，七老八十了，脸上都是白发，都是皱纹。这每一根白发，每一条皱纹，都是爱的记录，爱的记录，爱的记录。 因为什么叫绝无仅有的人间，只有来到人间的那位耶稣基督神儿，他是良善，除他以外没有良善。
And other than Jesus Christ, who is the source of goodness, you can't find it anywhere else on the earth.
所以说美就是心中有爱，善就是心中有神，还有一个真什么真善美的真真什么
What is truth?
真就是心中有灵有圣，心中有灵你才会善，你才会真，不然都是虚假，不然都是虚假。
Truth, the definition of truth is one that has Holy Spirit within him. Anything else is fake.
所以一个真正心中有圣灵的人呢，他万万不可以，绝不可能做个虚假的人，做过一个虚假、虚伪、虚妄、虚谎，这件事情不能做，绝不能说谎话，实实在在，错就错，认错，他不会这种想办法遮盖自己，这种伪装。
So a person who has Holy Spirit within them is the one that will not lie, will not do anything dishonest.
我想这几句话今天你可以记，很有意思。美就是心中有爱。
Beauty is the one that has love within them.
善就是心中有神。
Goodness is the one that has God within them.
真就是心中有灵，有圣灵，这个灵是大写的灵，就是大写的灵。
Truth is the person who has Holy Spirit within them.
如果有真理的圣灵在你，叫什么真理的圣灵啊？什么叫真理的圣灵？真实的灵。所以有真实的灵在你心中，你就会真，你就不会假，没有办法假，假不来的，它就圣灵出来
了。If you have the true Holy Spirit within you, you cannot fake.
所以一个活在爱中的蒙保守的人，他自然而然就是真善美。真善美是世界追求的，怎么追求追求不到？我们为什么能得到呢？因为我们里面有神，有圣灵，有耶稣。
So the person who is kept within love, God's love, is the person who has beauty, goodness, and truth.
耶稣基督是代表是爱的代表，因为神爱世人，把他独生子给我们。所以耶稣来了，就真正把爱带到人间来。
And Jesus Christ, upon coming to earth, represents the embodiment of the three elements.
所以主就是爱，圣父，圣子是爱，圣子圣父就是神，他就是善，然后圣灵就是真。真善美在三位一体神里面都有。
So Jesus represents love, and God represents beauty, and Holy Spirit represents truth.
这是世界所要求的真善美，在基督徒的生活中间可以找到。
And we can find these three elements in Christian life.
那么最后一项呢，是永生的仰望，非常宝贵的。
The last element is longing for the eternal life.
我们所需要的就是要得到永远的生命。
And what we are looking for as Christians is eternal life.
今天这个社会上是在追求怎么样做能够改善这个生活了，把社会的水准提高了，把道德水准提高，大家都朝这个方向来努力。
In today's society, we can see a movement of upgrading the morality or social standards.
我们看见今天世界上，许多社会学家的努力，他们在分析，许多社会的。
In today's society, that sociologists have basically classified four elements.
第一种就是革命，是革命的方式。
The first one is revolution.
Revolution 这个词，这个革命这个词实在是，被很多人误用错了。
The word revolution has been used quite mistakenly or abused.
今天世界极权主义的国家就喜欢用革命来解决问题。
A lot of totalitarian countries would like to use revolution,
用武力来改变现状
and use power to drastically change the state of being.
这是一种改革改变这个社会的方法的一种革命。
This is one way of changing the society, the form of society.
第二种是温和的改进，用改进的方法。
The second one is reformation.
这个 reform 我们常常讲的 reform church 的改革中。它这个 reformation 最新意思就是改进，慢慢的温和的改进。
Reformation involves a gradual, slow process, which is usually embedment.
要想透过立法，透过国会立法来慢慢把社会改良，这个叫做改进派。
Reformation also usually done in the process of political process that is very slow.
今天一般更进步一点的叫做平均派。
Another thing thatToday's society can do its evaluation.
这个评估是今天一般教育用的，就是先用评估一下，用教育的方法、宣传的方法来看看什么对、什么不对，是非，用这样来改良。这种做法是理想的一种做法。
We use educational process to carry out the evaluation, and usually this process is very idealistic because you're trying to determine yes from the no.
最后就是我们基督徒的做法，重生，用重生的方法改变 ，regeneration， 重生的方法改变。
And the way that us Christians do is through the process of regeneration.
这个意思就是说，不是在表外面来改良，是在人的心中根本的改变，给他个新的生命。来过新的生活，许多有新生命人在一起的时候，这个社会才会变成改变，它真正没有改变。
And this change is not a superficial change, the change that takes place outside, rather this is a change that takes place from within.
这种革命的方法，好像马克思那套方法啊，一下你不好，我打倒你，干掉你，清算众生，是革命的方法。这种方法呢，已经证明是失败
的。
革命。
The evidence of revolution is the Marxist idea that if something doesn't work out, it's not good, that we just overthrow it. And as we have proven that it's a failure.
你看今天许多无神论的国家里都在说明他自己的认识证明他要再改良他非改革不改革不能生存了因为他违反上帝的原则没有改
变。And a lot of anarchy countries that they thrive on revolution because that's the only way they can live on.
第二种的改进的方法，你总得选那种改进的方法呢？你拿台湾来看，今天台湾怎么样？所以说，他要透过立法，国会来找到乱七八糟、脱序的行为，这个是用上人的方法来改革也是没有用。
Another failure example is by the form of reformation. An example of that is in Taiwan. Right now, there's a lot of political processes that is taking place and doesn't seem to work.
好像那些成事不足败事有余，好的被看见，坏的都出来，这就是所谓。改进用人的方法来改进
and reformation you get to see a lot of people that actually represent failures and they keep working on it and it still doesn't get any results
那么在知识分子中间就讲到评估了一般讲评估
and even among the educators they like to talk about evaluation
他就说希望比较评估我要评估一下看这个东西是多少非多少用这种统计方法来改良慢慢的用教育方法这种方法自己卖效果也不大而且不能根本解决这是治标不是治本
These who are in favor of evaluation they like to decide the good from the bad the yes from the no and usually it takes a long time and it doesn't get into the root of the problem
只有第四种重生的方法 regeneration 重生的方法 burdens 和什么叫做重新给一个新的生命从信耶稣得永生开始把个人生命改变了这么多改变生命在一起这个社会就是教会这个教会才能根本解决问题
and only through regeneration that these social problems can be changed because each one of us is changing from within and the society which is based on church will change accordingly
这叫做治本不是治标
this is
根本不是治外
This is the process that we tackle the root and not the outside symptom.
所以我们讲，真正我们看到圣灵的工作，有圣灵的人，他就晓得怎么样仰望是永生，而不是仰望革命，不是仰望改善改进，不是仰望教育方式方法，是仰望永生，永生永远的生命才能解决人的问题，才能解决世界的问题。
So we can see those who have Holy Spirit are the ones that look forward to the eternal life.And they change from within, and they don't look toward the superficial changes.
这些四方面都是证明说有圣灵的人，读经、祷告、活在爱中，还要怎么仰望神、仰望永生。
So again, the four elements that we talked about today is faith, praying Holy Spirit, being kept within love of God, and look toward eternal life. Those are the very important four elements of a person who has Holy.
而讲到仰望永生的时候有一个最要紧的一个要学的功课就是怜悯你看仰望我们主耶稣的怜悯这个怜悯两个字我亲爱的弟兄姊妹永远记住我们一生是不能放松的不能离开的怜悯
In looking forward to the eternal life one thing that we have to keep we have to remember well is the notions of mercy
你晓得吗我们今天就是缺少这个怜悯我们常常不会怜悯的人心中刚硬恨人、讨厌人、排斥人，没有怜悯。这个怜悯心一动，就证明着圣灵在里面工作，很重要。
We often reject other people or deny others, But once we have the heart of mercy within us, the Holy Spirit will start dwelling in us.
这个你看，主耶稣就动了怜悯的心啊，这个瞎子眼睛就看见了，哑巴会说话，聋子听见了，死人复活了，都是主动的怜悯。一怜悯就是动工，一动工神迹就出现了。
In the book, Gospel book, we see a lot of miracles being done because Jesus has mercy on those who are wounded or blind.
所以圣经说，仰望我主耶稣的怜悯，一直到永生。你要想到永生，需要经过怜悯，靠怜悯，不断的接受怜悯。接受主的怜悯，然后用主的怜悯去怜悯一切需要怜悯的人。
On verse 20, it says, "Wait for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." So the first thing you have to do is have mercy before you can enter unto eternal life.
用的最通俗的话就是心里柔软，心里不能刚硬。你看我们自己就是这个经验，硬起来的时候什么都不理，也不关心，也不同情，什么都恨，不心里刚硬，刚硬。心里柔软的怜悯。
In everyday experience, we can say that once our hearts are hardened, we will not tolerate others, we will not have mercy. But once we start softening, we will have that mercy for others.
我有一个失败的一个见证，让你笑，我告诉你。
I have a testimony that I'd like to give you, which was a failure.
现在快40年了。
It was about 40 years ago.
那时候我刚刚信主不久。
At that time, I just believed in God.
在一个国家的一个公司里，我国营事业的公司里当一个主任秘书的工作。
And I was a
这个国家的一个办公室，一个国营事业的主管。
I was working in a company that was sponsored by our country.
我做那个主任秘书。
I was working as a chief secretary.
那么我认识一个人呢，在台南做县长，所以我们那公司呢叫办公层，叫升级。工程要拿一个工程来做，所以我那个总经理说：“哎，这个要你去跑一趟。”就办了一个公司，跑到台南，从台北到台南。
I was trying to secure a contract in Tainan, and my boss asked me to go to Tainan to get the contract.
那个台南县长有朋友，所以就找他疏通一下，就把这个工程接过来，接过来啊，自己申请。
And that Tainan, the governor at that time, I was a friend of mine.I want to make sure I secure this contract.
一早四点半就从台北出发，坐观光号的火车。我还记得很清楚，带一本小圣经，所以带着小圣经放在口袋，坐着火车就到达。
I had to get up real early that day and hop on the train and went to Tainan.
刚刚进去的时候啊，这神的话也很可慕，就拿着圣经来上路，上了这个火车，就拿着圣经来看，看得很有趣。
I was very eager, and as I just told you, I was just believing God. So I brought a little Bible and started reading as I got on the train.
好了，到了台南，把事情解决了，下午又回来了，人又坐火车又回到台北来了。
On the same afternoon, I settled the whole issue, and I took train back to Taipei.
一上火车啊，我还记得很清楚，我那个位置叫13号，那是好吗？哈哈，那是13号。
My seat number was number 13, which is
第三车厢13号，我记得啊。
Which was not very lucky.
你想一看呢、啊，那个13号有个女人坐呢，抱个小孩坐在我的位置上。
And what I found was a lady in a with a baby with her on my seat.
奇怪、啊，怎么是这样的呢？原来她从高雄上来，她现在大概是买一，后来讲她是买一段的，这个车票。他往下，他又坐下去了。这个位置就卖给我了。因为他坐在那，他跟旁边一个女人在谈天谈话。
And I was really puzzled, wondering how come that has happened. And I realized she probably bought a sectional train from Kaohsiung to Tainan, and from Tainan to Taipei, I got the ticket for that seat.
所以我就把我票给他看。对不起、啊，我这一说这是位置是我的，给他看看我的票。
And the lady was talking to another lady sitting next to her, and I have to show her my ticket to make sure that she knows that my ticket.
这位太太心中有数，太小的了。她马上站起来，好，让我，这是我自个儿的位置，让你让站。她站起来，她说让，很不高兴，她抱着她站起来。
And the lady with that baby saw my ticket, and she goes, oh, okay, well, I'll let you have my seat very unwillingly.
可是旁边还有一个比较年轻的一个叫做太太小姐，反正有一位。哎，他就站起来了。哎，我让你，他把他的位置站起来，让给这个抱孩子的坐。那么他就站起来了。可
Sitting next to this lady with the baby was another younger lady who, seeing the whole thing, said, "Here, let you have my seat." And so there was a vacant seat for me and also a seat for the woman with the baby. And the young lady who yielded the seat to the woman with the baby, as soon as she got up, she started cussing. She said, "Well, this is really a place without courtesy, even to a man, that they will not yield seats to ladies."
说秦娘，你讲，我是要准备让他，不好意思让。可是他这么一讲啊，我就老天不让，哈哈，我就坐下来了。你会说我不没礼貌，就没礼貌，就坐下来怎么样？坐下来了。
Hearing that and knowing that evidently she was talking about me, my heart hardened. And I just wouldn't let in, and I sat down.
车子往北开啊，往上面开，开下来。
The train started taking northbound.
我现在想起来还可怕，坐在那儿如坐针毡呢，坐在你像是针扎我一样，坐不住啊，真受不了你真的。证明在里面刺激，你知道。
I still remember the feeling very well. Even after I sat down, I was sitting down with much of fear because of the Holy Spirit bugging me.
这个站起让位，他就拉着上面的他拉住，就一路在跟这个谈谈，就是讲这个礼貌没有礼貌，一直骂没有礼貌，我越听越烦，越听越不站起，就是不站起，说的你怎么样，这礼貌就没有礼貌。
And guess what happened? The younger lady who had yielded the seat to the woman with the baby, she held on to the railing on top, and she kept on talking about the lack of courtesy in Taiwan in front of me.
但有一件事情发生了，我就来记得。
And yet, the more they talk about it, the worse I got. And the one thing happened.
不听这个怨言也很难了。但要想不听，只有想办法做别的事儿啊。我就想着，我再做圣经嘛，是吧？想把圣经拿来看圣经。
And I figured this way, since I don't want to hear what they say, I tried to open up the Bible, which I brought with me.
这个是什么？放口袋，掏了多少遍掏不出来，就不能拿出来。就是说我走过来怎么天风的怎么动啊，就是不敢拿，拿圣经就放它，就不敢把圣经拿出来，一拿着证明我的身份基督徒了，要基督徒非要站起来不可了，我就要坐在那儿，就是不站，所以圣经拿不出来，怎么拿不出来的圣经，我到现在还印象深刻，怎么滔滔不敢拿出来。
And I still remember the event following that very clearly. I tried to stick my hand to get the Bible, somehow I couldn't get it out.And deep in my mind, I realized if I were to take it out, they would have known that I'm a Christian, and I did not yield the seat to the lady.
就一路上就要装作一个非基督徒一样，我是非基督徒。
All the way through, I have to pretend that I was a non-Christian.
啊，不敢拿证明。你看看，真道的造就，圣灵祷告，是息息相关的。有圣灵的感动要你让位，你不让位的时候，你就不能读经，想读都不敢读，答不出来呀。你看奇妙不奇妙？
So the lesson of Holy Spirit's constriction and teaching is very clear in the first element and the second element. The first one is the lesson of faith, and second is the work of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit asked me to let the seat to the lady, yet I didn't.
这就是你说，到了心足了，我实在受不了了，站起来了，说好了，让你了，我让他了。
By the time train got to a midpoint, which is the city of Hsinchu, I decided to get up and let the lady have the seat.
这个人笑了，让我下车了，拿了行李下车了，你看惨不惨？
Much to my amazement, that after I said that to her, I have made my offer to that lady. Please have to take my seat. The lady said, "Forget this. I'm taking my She's about to get out."
这个终身遗憾。到现在想还很遗憾。
This is an eternal regret.
所以很多时候我们做了一个不讨神喜欢、圣灵不许可的事情，真的抬不起头来，想起来就是羞羞愧愧。
Many times we do a thing that the Holy Spirit will not like, we will often pay the price for the rest of our life.
所以我永远记住 Spurgeon 讲了一个故事，是不真先生讲的。
I will always remember Spurgeon have said this story.
他说。他到那个，他说他一个朋友跟他两人到去，到这个巷口去买面包。
One time a friend and he went to a street to buy bread.
那个买了面包，那个花钱怎么样？那个老板就给他面包了。那个师傅就说谢谢，说他谢谢。
And upon getting a bread and giving the money to the boss, Burton said thanks.
但是那个老板连理都不理。他很简单讲，有 welcome 讲，有都没有，说谢谢。
And the boss of the bread shop ignored him after he had said thanks.
第二天又带一些朋友到去又去买呢，还是这样，再讲谢谢，他也没有反应。
Second day he did likewise, and the boss did the same thing, which was ignoring him.
这个师傅真的朋友就问他说：“哎，你是他的牧师吗？您何必这样？您给他讲谢，他不理的，你这样做是何必？你知道他是不是每次都是这样？他问他是每次都是这样。
”His friend who went with him to the bread shop asked him, "Well, you being a pastor, why do you have to put up with this?"
他师傅就说：“几年来都是这样，我给他讲谢谢，他都不理我的。
”The friend even asked him, "Has this been happening for a long time?" He said, "Yes."And it's been happening for a few years.
那他朋友说你何必这样？他不理你也算了，下次不要讲谢谢了。这大家不讲礼貌，你何必这样？你也是算了，你不要讲礼貌。
His friend asked him, if he doesn't respond, why do you say thanks to him? Why not just ignore him and just give him the money?
但是不是说我这个基督徒，我为什么因为对方的态度不礼貌态度，就改变我的生活方式？我的方式叫谢谢，买东西要谢谢。他不只是他的事儿，我照样说谢谢，一万遍一千遍都是这样，因为我是基督徒，我不能因为他的态度改变我的生活方式，我要坚持我的生活。
Spurgeon's response to his friend was as follows. He said, "I will not change my lifestyle just because what the other person's reaction was."
如果有圣灵在你里面，你知道如何改变你现在的态度，你的生活方式。你要坚持在主里的爱。他怎么不爱你，你还是爱他；他怎么对不起你，你还要对不起。这是圣灵，这就是圣灵在你里面，你就会发现你这个人越来越伟大了，真的变伟大了。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us live ourselves in the life of let Holy Spirit live within our lives. If there's anyone out there who does not love you or that has hatred for you, try to do just the opposite to them.
我不骄傲，骄傲是罪。真的，你会发现你越来越伟大。为什么？因为你伟大的神住在你里面，透过圣灵教导你做伟大的事。
You will find yourself, you do that, you are living a greater life because our Lord is living within you.
你就不能不伟大。
And because of that, you will live toward a greater life.
圣灵天天引导你做个伟大的事。
May our Holy Spirit guide you every day to live toward the better life.
到有一天你不是在那边正道做见证，你本身就是一天道。
Let us hope that you don't have to go to a podium as Pastor Cole is doing here, that you yourself will be a testimony.
他讲了三个太客气。好了，我们祷告，正在这边祷告。
Let us bow.
天父，我们今天在你面前特别谢谢你，因为你把圣灵的道理给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning that because you have taught us the lesson of Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，我们因为信了耶稣基督，真理的圣灵住在我们里面。
We want to thank you because we are believing in you. You have sent Holy Spirit to live within us.
但是我们必须承认。
And yet there's one thing we must admit.
好多时候没有让圣灵自由的意思。
Much too often we do not let the Holy Spirit to guide us and exercise freely.
我们把你的圣灵限制在不让他能够充分的运用。
We have placed too many limits on Holy Spirit in our everyday life.
以至于我们的生活越来越渺小，越来越不伟大。
Therefore, we cannot live toward a greater life, and our lifespan becomes smaller.
但愿今天我们每一位弟兄姊妹立下心志，做一个让圣灵自由运行的人。
Every one of us today set our minds so that our Holy Spirit can control our life freely.
坚持我们在爱中的生活
，so we can hold steadfast in our life of life，
过一个满有怜悯的生活。
We'll be having life full of mercy，
因为告诉我们，连拒人的人有不了他们拒吗
？Because you have told us, those who have mercy on others will have mercy on you，
因为我们需要你的怜悯
，because we need your mercy，
我们就应该多做怜悯的人
，and we should freely have mercy on others。
这是圣公。圣灵做工的凭据。
This is the basis of Holy Spirit's work.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your mercy.
教导我们怎么样重新祷告。
And your grace, because you have taught us how to study Bible. That Bible study would enrich us. That our prayer would be blessed from Holy Ghost. May Holy Spirit blessing us abundantly. So that every one of us coming here today would experience the work of Holy Spirit. So our church can grow abundantly. And every one of us will edify your love. This is our prayer. This is our prayer.
This
is our We ask you to listen and make it come true.
I'll
pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you.